Chapter 11. It is my intention to live a stress-free, tranquil life. There's nothing natural about living a life filled with stress and anxiety, having feelings of despair and depression, and needing pills to tranquilize yourself. Agitated thoughts that produce high blood pressure, a nervous stomach, persistent feelings of discomfort, an inability to relax or sleep, and frequent displays of displeasure and outrage are violating your natural state. Believe it or not, you have the power to create the naturally stress-free and tranquil life you desire. You can utilize this power to attract frustration or joy, anxiety or peace. When you're in harmony with the seven faces of intention, you can access and pull from the source of all in order to fulfill your intention of being stress-free and tranquil. So if it's natural to have feelings of well-being, why is it that we seem to experience so much unwellness and tension? The answer to this question provides you with the key that leads to the peaceful life you desire. Stress is a desire of the ego. We speak of stress as if it were present in the world as something that attacks us. We say things like, I'm having an anxiety attack, as if anxiety is a combatant. But the stress in your body is rarely the result of external forces or entities attacking you. It's the result of the weakened connecting link to intention caused by your belief that ego is who you are. You are peace and joy, but you've allowed your ego to dominate your life. The following lighthearted way to stop taking yourself so seriously is from a book by Rosamund and Benjamin Zander. He's the conductor of the Boston Philharmonic Orchestra, titled The Art of Possibility. It illustrates in a delightful way how we allow ego to create many of the problems we encounter that we label stress and anxiety. It's called Rule Number 6. I'll share it with you. Two prime ministers are sitting in a room discussing affairs of state. Suddenly a man bursts in, apoplectic with fury, shouting and stamping and banging his fist on the desk. The resident prime minister admonishes him. Peter, he says, kindly remember Rule Number 6. Whereupon Peter is instantly restored to complete calm, apologizes, and withdraws. The politicians return to their conversation, only to be interrupted yet again 20 minutes later by an hysterical woman gesticulating wildly, her hair flying. Again, the intruder is greeted with the words, Marie, please remember, Rule Number 6. Complete calm descends once more, and she, too, withdraws with a bow and an apology. When the scene is repeated for a third time, the visiting prime minister addresses his colleague. My dear friend, he says, I've seen many things in my life, but never anything as remarkable as this. Would you be willing to share with me the secret of Rule Number 6? Very simply, replies the resident prime minister, Rule Number 6 is, don't take yourself so damn seriously. Ah, says his visitor, that's a fine rule. After a moment of pondering, he inquires, and what, may I ask, are the other rules? Oh, there aren't any. As you encounter stress, pressure, or anxiety in your life, remember Rule Number 6 at the moment you realize you're thinking stressful thoughts. By noticing and discontinuing the inner dialogue that causes stress, you may be able to prevent its physical symptoms. What are the inner thoughts that produce stress? I'm more important than those around me? My expectations aren't being met? I shouldn't have to wait? I'm too important? I'm the customer here, and I demand attention. No one else has these pressures. All of these above, along with a potentially endless inventory of Rule Number 6 thoughts, are from the ego's bag of tricks. You aren't your work, your accomplishments, your possessions, your home, your family, your anything. You are an aspect of the power of intention, dressed in a physical human body, intended to experience and enjoy life on earth. This is the intention that you want to bring to the presence of stress. To fulfill the intention of this chapter to live a stress-free and tranquil life, you must become conscious of the need to activate thought responses that match your intention. These new responses will become habitual and replace your old habit of responding in stress-producing ways. When you examine segments of stress-producing incidents, you always have a choice. Do I stay with thoughts that produce stress within me, or do I work to activate thoughts that make stress impossible? Here's another easy tool that will help you to replace the habit of choosing anxiety and stress. I call them five magic words. Here they are. I want to feel good. I want to feel good. In an earlier chapter, I described how your emotions are a guidance system informing you of whether or not you're creating resistance to your intentions. Feeling bad lets you know that you're not connected to the power of intention. Your intention here is to be tranquil and stress-free. When you feel good, you're connected to your intentions, regardless of what goes on around you or what others expect you to feel. Many events will transpire in which your conditioned response is to feel bad. Be aware of these outer incidents and say the five magic words, I want to feel good. In that precise moment, ask yourself if feeling bad is going to make the situation any better. You'll discover that the only thing that feeling bad accomplishes in response to outer situations is to plummet you into anxiety, despair, depression, and, of course, stress. Instead, ask yourself in that moment what thought you can have that will make you feel good. When you discover that it's responding with kindness and love to the bad feeling, which is quite different from wallowing around in it, you'll begin experiencing a shift in your emotional state. Now you're in vibrational harmony with your source, since the power of intention knows only peace, kindness, and love. I assure you that your decision to feel good is a way of connecting to spirit. It isn't an indifferent response to events. By feeling good, you become an instrument of peace, and it's through this channel that you eradicate problems. By feeling bad, you stay in the energy field that creates resistance to positive change and experience a stressful, anxious state as a byproduct. The things you call problems will perpetually present themselves to you. They'll never go away. Resolve one, and another one will surface. You'll never get it done. I urge you to simply accept the fact that you'll never get it all done and begin to live more fully in the only moment that you have, which is now. The secret to removing the harmful effects of feeling stressed and under pressure is to be in the now. Announce out loud to yourself and all who are willing to listen to you, I'm an incomplete being. I'll always be incomplete because I can never get it done. Therefore, I choose to feel good while I'm in the moment, attracting into my life the manifestations of my desires. I am complete in my incompleteness. I can assure you that a follow-up on this statement will eradicate all anxiety and stress, which is precisely the intention of this chapter. All resistance melts away when you can feel complete in your incompleteness. The path of least resistance. You live in a universe that has limitless potential for joy built into the creation process. Your source, which we call the universal mind of intention, adores you beyond anything you can ever possibly imagine. When you adore yourself, in the same proportion, you've matched up with the field of intention, and you've opted for the path of no resistance. As long as you have even a pinch of ego, you'll retain some resistance. So I urge you to take the path in which resistance is minimized. The shape and quantity of your thoughts determine the amount of resistance. Thoughts that generate bad feelings are resistant thoughts. Any thought that puts a barrier between what you would like to have and your ability to attract it into your life is called resistance. Let me say that again. Any thought that puts a barrier between what you would like to have and your ability to attract it into your life is called resistance. Your intention is to live a tranquil life, free of stress and anxiety. You know that stress doesn't exist in the world and that there are only people thinking stressful thoughts. Stressful thoughts all by themselves are a form of resistance. You don't want stressful, resistant thoughts to be your habitual way of reacting to your world. By practicing thoughts of minimal resistance, you'll train yourself to make this your natural way of reacting, and eventually you'll become the tranquil person you desire to be, a stress-free person, free of the dis-ease that stress brings to the body. Stressful thoughts all by themselves are the resistance that you construct that impede your connection to the power of intention. Here are some examples of sentences on the path of resistance, which are then changed to sentences on the path of least resistance. Here's the path of resistance. I feel uneasy about the state of the economy. I've already lost so much money. And listen to the path of least resistance. I live in an abundant universe. I choose to think about what I have, and I will be fine. The universe will provide. Here's resistance. I can never get ahead in this job. Here's a path of least resistance. I choose to appreciate what I'm doing right now, and I'll attract an even greater opportunity. Resistance. My health is a huge concern. I worry about getting old and becoming dependent and sick. Least resistance. I'm healthy, and I think healthy. I live in a universe that attracts healing, and I refuse to anticipate sickness. Resistance. I don't deserve to feel good when so many people are suffering. Least resistance. I didn't come into a world where everyone is going to have the same identical experience. I'll feel good, and by being uplifted, I'll help eradicate some of the suffering. All stressful thoughts represent a form of resistance you wish to eradicate. Change those thoughts by monitoring your feelings and opting for joy rather than anxiety, and you'll access the power of intention. Making your intention your reality. Below is my 10-step program for making the intention of creating a stress-free, tranquil life your daily experience. Step 1. Remember that your natural state is joy. You are a product of joy and love. It's natural for you to experience these feelings. You've come to believe that feeling bad, anxious, or even depressed is natural, particularly when people and events around you are in low-energy modes. Remind yourself as frequently as necessary, I come from peace and joy. Anytime I'm anxious, stressed out, depressed, or fearful, I've abandoned my natural state. Step 2. Your thoughts, not the world, cause your stress. Your thoughts activate stressful reactions in your body. Stressful thoughts create resistance to the joy, happiness, and abundance that you desire to create in your life. These thoughts include, I can't, I'm too overworked, I worry, I'm afraid, I'm unworthy, it will never happen, I'm not smart enough, I'm too old or too young, and so on. These thoughts are like a program to resist being tranquil and stress-free, and they keep you from manifesting your desires. Step 3. You can change your thoughts of stress in any given moment and eliminate the anxiety for the next few moments or even hours and days. By making a conscious decision to distract yourself from worry, you've inaugurated the process of stress reduction while simultaneously reconnecting to the field of all-creating intention. It's from this place of peace and tranquility that you become a co-creator with God. You can't be connected to your source and be stressed at the same time. Hear that again. You can't be connected to your source and be stressed at the same time. This is mutually exclusive. Your source doesn't create from a position of anxiety, nor does it need to swallow antidepressants. You've left behind your capacity to manifest your desires when you don't choose in the moment to eliminate a stressful thought. Step 4. Monitor your stressful thoughts by checking on your emotional state right now, right in the moment. Ask yourself the key question. Do I feel good right now? If the answer is no, then repeat those 5 magic words, I want to feel good. Then shift to, I intend to feel good. Monitor your emotions and detect how much stress and anxiety-producing thinking you're engaging in. This monitoring process keeps you apprised of whether you're on the path of least resistance or going in the other direction. Step 5. Make a conscious choice to select a thought that will activate good feelings. I urge you to choose your thought based exclusively on how it makes you feel rather than how popular it is or how well advertised. Ask yourself, does this new thought make me feel good? No? Well, how about this thought? Not really. Here's another. Ultimately, you'll come up with one that makes you feel good, if only temporarily. Your choice might be the thought of a beautiful sunset, the expression of the face of someone that you really love, or a thrilling experience. It's only important that it resonate within you emotionally and physically as a good feeling. Step 6. Spend some time observing babies and vow to emulate their joy. You didn't come forth into this world to suffer, to be anxious, fearful, stressful, or depressed. You came from the God consciousness of joy. Just watch little babies. They've done nothing to be so happy about. They don't work, they poop in their pants, and they have no goals other than to expand and grow and explore this amazing world. They love everyone. They're completely entertained by a plastic bottle or a goofy face, and they're in a constant state of love. Yet they have no teeth, no hair, and they're pudgy and flatulent. How could they possibly be so joyful and easily pleased? Because they're still in harmony with the source that intended them here. They have no resistance to being joyful. Be like that baby you once were in terms of being joyful. You don't need a reason to be happy. Your desire to be so is sufficient. Step 7. Keep rule number 6 in mind. This means to suspend the demands of your ego, which keeps you separated from intention. When you have a choice to be right or to be kind, pick kind and push the ego's demand out of the way. Kindness is what you emanated from, and by practicing it rather than being right, you eliminate the possibility of stress in your moment of kindness. When you find yourself being impatient with anyone, simply say to yourself, rule number 6, and you'll immediately laugh at the piddly little ego that wants you to be first, faster, number 1, or to be treated better than the other guy. Step 8. Accept the guidance of your source of intention. You will only come to know the Father by being as He is. You'll only be able to access the guidance of this field of intention by being as it is. Stress, anxiety, and depression will be lifted from you with the assistance of that same force that created you. If it can create worlds out of nothing and you out of nothing, surely the removal of some stress isn't such a big deal. I believe that God's desire for you is that you not only know joy, but that you become it. Step 9. Practice being in silence and meditation. Nothing relieves stress, depression, anxiety, and all forms of low-energy emotions like silence and meditation. Here you make conscious contact with your source and cleanse your connecting link to intention. Take time every day for moments of quiet contemplation and make meditation a part of your stress-reducing ritual. Step 10. Stay in a state of gratitude and awe. Go on a rampage of appreciation for all that you have, all that you are, and all that you observe. Gratitude is the 10th step in every 10-step program for manifesting your intentions, because it's the surest way to stop the incessant inner dialogue that leads you away from the joy and the perfection of the source. You can't feel stressed and appreciative at the same time. I'd like to conclude this chapter on your intention to lead a tranquil life with a poem by the famous Bengali poet of Calcutta, Rabindranath Tagore, one of my favorite spiritual teachers. "I slept," he says, "and dreamt that life was joy. I awoke and saw that life was service. I acted, and behold, service was joy." It can all be joy in your inner and outer worlds. Sleep and dream of joy, and remember above all else, you feel good, not because the world is right, but your world is right because you feel good.